everyone. It's Cindy Rayfield with Cindy Rayfield Consulting. I am your local franchise consultant. I like to help people buy businesses. I like to help people find brand name businesses and think about using those brand name businesses for a retirement investment. So that's what I do. And this show, Practical Hacks, Business Hacks from My Car, is my fun way of getting things out of my head and out to the masses, because things can pop into me, pop into my brain as I'm driving, and I get some of my best ideas that way. So this podcast is about how I can help a wider audience when I'm thinking about something and it pops in my head in the car. So today's episode is going to divert a little bit. I was doing a series on creating a funnel, my funnel hacking journey, and I gotta be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time on it other than writing my welcome email sequence. So I did that. That was fun. And I feel like it's getting some good traction. People like it. People like hearing about my story through my welcome emails. So that's a basis. That's a really strong foundation. I'm taking some online courses on funnel development and some fundamentals. So I'll share that information in future episodes. But what I'm going to talk about today is something that is super important. And I didn't even personally realize how important it was until I started focusing some attention on it. Okay. So I read a statistic today that I thought was really deep and profound. Google, our trusted search engine that we've all come to know and love, actually changes its algorithm periodically. And when somebody says that, nobody knows exactly what that means. It's a secret, but they just know that the search efforts have changed a little bit. Their search results, I should say, the way people get found, it changes. And some people love it, some people hate it. But here's what we're going toward. I don't know if you guys all noticed this, but Google Plus went away about 6 months ago. Google Plus was Google's attempt at creating a social network like Facebook or Instagram. And Google has never been successful at creating a social media platform, a social sharing, like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, some of the others. So what they did instead is they took that Google Plus away, knowing that they control almost all of the traffic out there in some form or another, whether it's through Gmail, search engine results. Google controls that. So instead of trying to create this social network, they're capitalizing on what they do best, which is search results. So they have basically made Google My Business their social sharing results page. All right. What this means to you, if you have a business and you haven't claimed your Google My Business page, you are behind the you're at the back of the line, my friends. You need to get on that. You need to get on it fast. Because what Google is doing is if somebody types in your business name in a search, they're going to pull up, instead of your direct website, they're reducing traffic, direct traffic to websites, and instead diverting it to what they want to divert it to, which is Google My Business. So you can look at that as, you know, a bad thing and stomp your feet, go around and say, it's not fair, Google, not fair, blah, blah, blah. The reality is we got to work with the times. It's actually a really good thing. What that means for you is you need to optimize your Google My Business page. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go out and do a search. If you have a business, see if there's a Google My Business page for your business. If not, start one, claim it. At least, at the very least, fill in your contact information and the details so that people know where you are. Now, there's some other things that contribute to how you come up in the search engines based on what shows up on your Google My Business page, like reviews. If you don't have any reviews, you need to start gathering those. If you don't do any posts, if you don't post to it, whether it's through specials that you might be having or blog posts, you can post a lot on your Google My Business page and it gets you found, it gets you higher in the search engine rankings, okay? So think twice about whether or not you want to be mad at Google for not going directly to your website, or do you want to optimize your Google My Business page so that you can get traffic directly through Google and people don't even have to go to your website, all right? I want you to spend some time there, because right now, and I don't know if this is ever going to change, but Google My Business is free, folks. It's free. It is free. You need to maximize this. Get on the stick right now. Go do some preliminary research. And what I will do in upcoming episodes is break down the best way to optimize your page. I'll go through and talk about that so that people can get a really good understanding about where they need to focus their efforts. And I'll do that in future episodes. But for now, claim your Google My Business page. Really focus on getting some pictures out there. Get your address, get your phone number, your website, your services, your hours, all of that good stuff. Get it out there and get started, okay? So that's my tip for today. That's my practical business hack for today. I really want you guys to start thinking about this, okay? Really put some effort into it. Until next time, I'm Cindy Rayfield with Cindy Rayfield Consulting, and this is Practical Business Hacks from my car.